now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's April Fool's Day. Be careful out there. Somebody's going to be trying to prank you. Pull a fast one. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Mark Dubowitz with the Foundation for Defensive Democracy. What is going on with this nuclear security summit? What's it all about? It's much more than just bad traffic problems in downtown D.C. And at 8:35, Brett Baer with the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's still on vacation. Mercedes Schlapp is filling in today. Very ably, I might say. Good to have you here, Mercedes.
Great to be here. Good morning.
I want to turn now to Mark Scribner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, research fellow there. He focuses on transportation issues. Now, look, this week, the folks at Metro let it be known that among the plans that they are considering is they might actually have to shut down parts of the Metro system for as long as 6 months to address some maintenance issues that have been able to occur over the last years because they haven't done enough maintenance. And the new guy in town, Wedefield, says, you know, this may be what we have to do. And by the way, they're also asking for more money. All that aside, as bad as things are, I'm wondering if there's not a better way to go forward. Should we consider the idea of privatization? Mark, what do you think about that? Is that something that has been done successfully in other places? Should we consider about going to the private sector to run the Metro system?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me. You know, it's been tried, just not very often. The best example is the Tokyo Metro, which is technically a private company now, although it's owned by two government agencies in Japan. But the main advantage of going to a private company is that you get to shed a lot of the just sort of the political problems that you have with oversight and management, and often you end up with a bad incentive structure, with these various interest groups chasing different goals. So that's one advantage, is just basically rationalizing management, when you shift it over to private control. But, this is not something that has occurred, frequently, and it's and especially in this country, it would be unheard of.
Well, let me say, we do in other areas, we do turn to the private sector to help us with transportation issues. For example, toll roads. Many toll roads are done by private companies who then get a percentage of the toll as a way of recouping their investment. Why couldn't we have something like that?
I mean, the main problem is the quality of the underlying asset. You know, I'm in favor of shifting the risk from taxpayers to private investors. That would be the main advantage from the public's perspective, is that, you know, taxpayers wouldn't be on the hook. The problem is that we have these severe capital problems, and a lot of this has to do, at least in part, with how the system was originally designed. So, you know, I would certainly be in favor of looking at this. I'm just, I am a bit skeptical that we'd be able to pull it off. And then one thing that we had, you know, the first two subway networks in New York City were built by private companies. Now those were subsidized. But what they ran into problems, and really what drove them into bankruptcy and led to government takeover, was when you're dealing with what the politicians call refer to natural monopolies, and we can get into a debate of whether or not these were and whether or not they face adequate competition from other modes. But you end up with fare regulation, and that's what happened then. The politicians in New York kept fares artificially low for decades, and that's basically what drove those companies out of business. And that's true for other transit systems. You know, until the 1960s, most transit in this country was provided by private companies. But really what did them in addition to the popularity of the automobile, was those fare regulations, that proved to be over the long run, really damaging.
Okay, but Mark, when we're looking at the D.C. Metro, I mean, they're kind of having an image problem right now, between the fact that they had to close down the Metro for that extended period of time, which really created a huge problem with Washington traffic. I know I got stuck in the city that whole day when they had to shut down the Metro to do maintenance work. But don't you think it somewhat takes the politics out of it if they do privatize the D.C. Metro?
Absolutely, and I think that would be the main advantage, is that you don't have this conflicting oversight. You'd be able to rationalize labor contracts and procurement policies, you know, things that the private sector does far better than the government. I think you're absolutely right there. But it does remain to be seen what would that look like? How would fares be intensely regulated? And would you be able to raise fares, to a level that would be high enough to maintain both, to recoup operating costs and also sure. capital costs, but also not so high as to deter people from using the system? So I think, it's certainly worth looking at, especially given where we are. But I think it's even more challenging to privatize something like this relative to a highway like Larry discussed earlier.
Well, Brian actually, but
here's
the thing though that I keep coming back to. Democrats, this administration, for example, are always about, hey, we have something that's not working. I mean, for example, their whole Cuban policy. Let's not get into all of that. But the reason they said we got to do something different is what we have is not working.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, this is not working. The system is flawed. It has not been maintained the way it should have been. It was failed. It's to the point now where we're going to have to shut it down for 6 months. Something is horribly wrong. And you've got your finger on it, I think, and that we have so many different entities, Virginia, Maryland, the District of Columbia, who are all playing in this game, who are all, contributing funds to it, but they all have very different and competing interests. And that's not necessarily in the best interest of having a good and vital system that actually gets it done. I think there's some merit to being said, we're going to hire a company to come in and run this thing for profit. We know that the free enterprise system generally works. Why would we want to not pull away from that and try that really bold experiment? Because what we have is not working.
Absolutely. I think you're 100% right, Brian. And, the issue is this, this isn't a public good. We talk about the transit advocates like to talk about this being a public good, but it doesn't meet either of the two criteria that economists use to define a public good. Really the problem is that we're stuck in this mindset that everyone is still going to take mass transit. I think there's a role for mass transit. The problem is the politics sort of demand that we overbuild. So, for the past 20 years, we've been expanding the system and ignoring maintenance. Well, that's why we've ended up where we are today. Would a private company have done that? Probably not. They would have
exactly.
taken care of that asset.
Yeah.
But where we are right now, I think trying anything, and I think we should look to some of these more radical solutions, such as privatization, doing anything that's different than the status quo, even if it may result in some additional problems, I think is worth trying at this point.
All right, listen, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Mark Scribner with the Competitive Enterprise Institute talking about Metro. Okay, so here's our question. It really is broken. I mean, it's messed up. I mean, when you have to talk about taking things offline for 6 months, it's gotten into a horrible condition, and something very different needs to be done. I want to know, what do you think about this idea? Should we now turn to the private sector? Should we now let the free enterprise system come in and fix and allow the system to operate in a way that is for profit, that will run more efficiently and more effectively? Government is not getting it done.
Well, and guess what, Brian? I mean, the rail ridership declined 5% from
exactly.
March 2012 to March 2013. I mean, people are not necessarily picking the metro as their way of getting into Washington. But I got to tell you that one day, when it was stalled and the metro was not working, it was a disaster.
And it's going to be a mess going forward. Well, listen, we'd like to take your calls on that. Is it time to privatize Metro? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now time on WMAL for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and I do want to begin with Metro Rail this morning. Because of the closures due to the nuclear summit, they have closed the metro station at Mount Vernon Square, so your options to use Shaw Gallery Place will work for you. That is closed through the entire day. And all the closures around the convention center in Mount Vernon Square area are in place until noon tomorrow, so expect heavier traffic than normal around that entire area. All right, out to the roads, trying to catch a plane out near Dulles Airport. We have a crash on the airport lanes of westbound Toll Road as you make your trip just before you get to, say, 28 as you head out through the Sterling area. Do watch for fire and rescue units there. A little extra time needed for you to get to the airport there. 66, just pockets of delays in Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Capitol Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. The crash had been northbound, north of 197. And 270, all lanes open and delays cleared out southbound in Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms moving in the air. We got a cell moving into Virginia right now, so south of the city we should see some thunderstorms in the next hour. But then it's going to get a little better as the day progresses. High today of 78. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance of showers, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy after some light morning rain and a high of 62. And on Sunday, a bit cooler and windy, temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 717 on WMAL. All right, look, Metro is broke. It is broken, and it's gotten to the point where they're going to have to possibly shut down the system for 6 months to fix it, or at least parts of the system for 6 months to fix it. I think it's time to think about a new way, and I want to know what you think about the idea of taking government out of Metro and privatizing the system and letting the free enterprise system do what it is supposed to do. Make things work and make the trains run on time without catching on fire. What a concept. Not that hard, it would seem. Scott and Sterling, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp today, who's in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, Brian, this is Scott.
Go ahead, Scott.
I say we scrap the entire system, pave the tunnels, run buses down them. The bus system works. It's flexible. And the I wonder how many extra lanes on the roads and how many buses could we have built for the cost of this boondoggle?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know that buses are the answer, but over in Montgomery County, Ike Leggett sure thinks they're the future. But I'm not sure about that. It's an interesting idea. Look, I mean, at this point, why not brainstorm and come up with something radically different? Russ in Centerville, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, privatization is a great idea. If pricing starts to escalate, the government has to stay out of the pricing part of this thing. And people are going to go, well, you know, overcharge and all that. Well, guess what? That's what happens when you want to make a little bit of a profit or a lot of profit. You have to raise your rates. Not only that, the markets will say, well, wait a minute, I can do this better in another way, right? I could go to take Uber, forget Metro, and then the Metro will realize, the owners will realize, well, gee, we better go back to lowering some rates here because we're not going to have any more riders. We're going to lose money.
I think that most people would be able to be willing to pay a little more if it were more reliable.
But
I mean, I really do believe that.
Can I tell
that.
You, yeah. Brian, in 1964, you had most of the transit systems in America were actually private. What happened is that Congress then passed the Urban Mass Transit Act, which was, again, to help the low-income people who couldn't afford cars to be able to ride on, let's say, metros or the trains. So that's an interesting point to bring up, which is how could low-income individuals be able to afford a higher rate? And that's where I think the government then decided to step in.
All right. What about, let's see, let's go to Dan in Bethesda. Dan, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp. Is it time to privatize Metro?
Good morning. Two really quick points. I hope you indulge me. Remember when the Obamacare website was so bad, Sebelius and Obama had to say, well, we're going to fix it with the so that it has the efficiency and the speed of the private sector.
And what did they do? They went out and hired a company to fix it, didn't they?
That's it. That's all. That's what they did. And real quick, a little while ago, I had to go into the 7-Eleven to get my coffee. So someone might have said this, but today being April 1st, I hope Trump holds his press conference and tells the entire country it's been one big April Fool's joke. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Dan.
I'm sure the Trump supporters won't like that joke.
All right, let's get back to topic here. Mike in Springfield, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking right now, if you look around downtown, they're losing a lot of parking spaces. And so there better be something done to address that, because when the time comes and they close the system down for 6 months, there is not going to be a lot of additional parking for people to come into town.
Yeah, yeah. I know that. I mean, not only, the roads are going to be more full, parking's going to be a problem, and this is, I mean, this is going to be bad. And I just wonder, at this critical juncture, government officials are not going to normally say, you know, we can't do this. It's not
that
their
would be
instinct.
Too much. They have to think out of the box, Brian.
This
Come
is
on.
Not their
That's
instinct.
Too much.
This is not what they do.
No, it's not what the government
Because government
bureaucrats
protects
do.
Bureaucrats.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm wondering if we ought to just say to them, listen, you haven't been able to get this done. And it's a mess. And it's in such a state that we need to go a different route. What do you think about this? We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Is it time to privatize Metro? It is 7:22.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? Adam Bold, Denny Smith, and Andy Smith can help. Every Saturday on the Mutual Fund Show at noon.
Do you have to worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund? No. Thieves can use the information from your tax documents to steal your identity anytime. Can getting a neck massage make worrying about identity theft less stressful? Yeah, who doesn't like a neck massage? But it won't help like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. With LifeLock, identity theft can be less of a pain in the neck. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock.
LifeLock. Steps LLC presents Easy PrepCon 5. Coming to the end zone in Chantilly, Virginia, April 1st and 2nd. Learn all about survival and emergency preparedness and get the latest survival gear and services. Speakers include Scott Hunt of Practical Preppers, New York Times bestselling survival author Tim McWelch, and Jay Blevins from Doomsday Preppers will be sharing about how to survive an active shooter. Info at SEPSLLC.com. That's SEPSLLC.com. Sponsored by Blue Ridge Thrive, Run Lights, and Sawyer Water Filters.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Is it time to privatize Metro? More of your calls straight ahead in just a moment. Right now it is 7:25, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in Virginia, Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive, that's where police are still dealing with a 4-car crash. Avoid if you can. Watch for police direction if you are in the area. Trying to get out to the Dulles Airport, heads up on the Airport Express lanes. Heading westbound to the Dulles Airport as you approach 28. Out in the area right as you head into Sterling, they've stopped traffic because of an accident in those airport lanes involving an overturned car. So you need to get over and stick with the main lines. No problems to report making your trip on northbound 95. In fact, Virginia, it's lighter than normal, 95, 395. Bit of volume beltway in Annandale. Topside, lighter than normal, but you see some of that stop and go toward George Avenue. Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash, northbound, north of 197. And keep alert if you're heading south on 95. You're going to hit an abrupt delay as you head southbound into Beltsville. On the exit to go west onto 212, that's where we have a crash on that exit ramp. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a wet start to April today. Windy with showers and thunderstorms. The high near 78. Rain starts to taper off tonight with a low of 56. A little bit of light rain early tomorrow, then partly cloudy with a high of 62. And a cool Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is 726. Should Metro be privatized? I mean, it's not working. Government officials are never going to come up with this idea on their own. Maybe we need to give them a suggestion. But, I mean, we got bloat. We have inefficiency. We have a system that is broken and has not been maintained properly.
We've got broken escalators, power outages, trains that don't run on time.
Is it time to think of another way? And is privatization the answer? Alex in Locust Grove, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Slap in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, good morning. First of all, Metro is long overdue for privatization, but we all know that they're not going to do that because it gives them too much leverage over the people. But if they do decide to privatize it, if they do it one step at a time, like one line at a time, like every 18 months to 2 years, they turn over a line to a private company.
Well, that's a brilliant idea. And you know what? That would show people that it's a feasible idea.
Right.
In other words,
and then you have a base of comparison as
take,
well.
Take the blue line, which
sure.
They say needs a lot of work right now. And you give them 6 months. They're gonna do the 6 months, it looks like, one way or the other. Take the 6 months, get the track up and running, get a private company in there to manage the blue line. And then let people see the difference between how the other lines are run and the blue lines run. And if it works, then let's go forward with some more of it.
I like that.
I like that idea, too. All right. We're going to work on them. 728.
Julio Tehran. Swing and a miss on a ball diving down and away.
Found his best stuff at home last season. Bryce Harper.
And that's why they don't want him to swing.
The Braves will find his best in the upper deck. Bringing the heat versus bringing the lumber. Never miss a defining moment. Nationals Braves. Opening day is Monday, April 4th on NASN 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
On the campaign trail yesterday, a horrible gaffe. No, it wasn't something that somebody said. It was how they ate their pizza. If you haven't heard the story, we'll tell you when we come back. It's 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump came to Washington yesterday to meet with party officials.
Donald Trump now trying to make nice with party leaders amid fallout from yet another political firestorm. Republican frontrunner in Washington for a meeting with the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus. Behind closed doors, sources say discussion focused on delegate rules ahead of the convention. Just days after Trump and the other GOP hopefuls backed out of their pledge to support the nominee.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, President Obama and China's president say they'll work together to confront the North Korean nuclear threat. The two leaders met here in Washington on the sideline of the global nuclear summit.
China's president wants these sanctions to be implemented fully, and of course that's music to the ears of the rest of the international community because they know that it's crucial that China fully implements the sanctions. If they don't, there's very little chance of them making any difference at all to the nuclear program.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Virginia State Police are trying to figure out why a man opened fire on a state trooper yesterday at a Greyhound bus station in Richmond. Trooper Chad Deermeyer died after being shot several times. Other troopers shot and killed the gunman. Two civilians nearby were also wounded. One Montgomery County lawmaker says he's prepared to offer a bill as early as next week to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Councilmember Mark Elrich's plan is similar to what D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser proposed in her State of the District address last week. The Maryland General Assembly has approved creation of a scoring system to prioritize transportation projects, but Governor Larry Hogan has said that he will veto that legislation. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,685, the Nasdaq at 4870. Sports, the GW Colonials take command in the second half and go on to beat Valparaiso for their first ever NIT championship. The Wizards take on the Suns tonight. The Caps meet the Avalanche. Exhibition baseball, the O's win. The Nats host the Twins at Nationals Park tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust for more than 60 years. Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
What's wrong?
The bank won't give my business a loan.
Call Aquity. They'll get you the funding you need. Up to $200,000 or more if you need it.
Yeah? What's the catch?
What?
They'll give me the money I need to grow my business. What's the catch?
No catch. You've been in business over a year, right?
Yeah.
You deposit $15,000 or more into your business checking account each month, right?
Easy.
Then you'll get the funding. I did it too. My credit score didn't even matter.
Wow.
Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah, right. The catch.
If you call today, you can have the money your business needs in your account within 24 hours.
Aha! Wait, did you say 24 hours?
When the banks say no, we say yes. Get the money you need to grow your business today. Call Aquity now and you could have the funding you need in your account in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-500-3717. 1-800-500-3717. That's 1-800-500-3717.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Hadid can clean and restore almost any rug to look new again. Plus, clean rugs and carpets makes a healthier environment for your home or office. Go online to joehadid.com for more information. That's joehadid.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Dulles Airport, westbound Toll Road Airport lanes closed. Crash in those airport lanes involves an overturned car, so you need to get over to the main lines. And this is going to be just as you pass Centerville Road, 657, before you get to 28. This is just before the airport. So, again, if you need to catch a plane into the main lines and a little extra time just to work around that area. On the Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive, crews dealing with a four-car crash, still closed at last check, waiting on tow trucks to arrive to the scene. On the Beltway, Annandale, stop and go as you come through Springfield on 395. A little bit lighter than normal heading through Landmark. Now on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Quickly, volume starts to form. It looks like we have an incident on the bridge span, inbound 11th Street Bridge. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, improving. The incident had been northbound, north of 197. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be a windy and wet start to April with showers and storms today, a high near 78. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 64 in Frederick, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hedeed Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk about the Nuclear Security Summit with Mark Dubowitz for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And 8:35 this morning, we'll join Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still on vacation. Mercedes Schlapp, you see her as a contributor over at Fox News all the time. She's with us today. Hello, Mercedes.
Great to be here.
All right. There was a major gaffe on the campaign trail yesterday, and this time it wasn't something that Donald Trump said. It was something that John Kasich did. He's in New York, right? You got to win the votes in New York if you want to be the Republican nominee. And what do you do when you're in New York? Well, you go to the famous Italian restaurant and you pull you up a big old slice of New York pizza. That sounds good, doesn't it? And you eat it. I mean, that's what New Yorkers do. That's how you relate to New Yorkers. Except in this particular case, there was a horrible gaffe. John Kasich used a fork.
Can you believe this is a news story, seriously, that we're reporting on how people are eating their pizza?
Oh, listen, in New York, where he was trying to get votes, this was a big deal. First of all, Kasich says, well, there's a good reason why I used the fork.
You're eating pizza with a fork?
Hey, look. Robin, look. The pizza came scalding hot, okay?
All right, so that was the reason. That's why I said, so, you know, shut up. I was trying to protect. You know, that is the danger of hot pizza, that you burn the roof of your mouth. So if you take a bite and you blow on it, then you could eat it, right? That's his argument. But in New York, this did not go over well.
I think that's crazy, because you can eat pizza with your hands. Why would you use a fork, knife and a fork? Mm-hmm. I guess that's somebody that want to be popular at the table or something.
With my hands.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in New York, we always eat pizza with our hands.
I'm a hand man. Mm-hmm. I'm old school.
With my hands, obviously it's a pizza.
Uh-huh.
I think that's not normal, right? I think that's not normal. Eating with a fork? No. With your hands. Enjoy it.
Does this make him unrelatable, do you think?
Come on.
Is this a thing? I mean, look, we're having a
Brian,
little... Brian,
you know what's unrelatable? What? Hillary Clinton's $600 haircut in New York. That's unrelatable.
Look, we're having a little fun
eating
here.
Eating pizza with a fork? Seriously.
Here's what I think. I think it's attention, and it's not a horrible thing. It's a fun thing, and he's having a little fun, and he laughed about it, and he had a good time with it. I think it makes him a much more relatable.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And he was actually very sweet about his wife, and he said that his wife said, you finally learned how to use a utensil properly.
Well, this became a thing on social media. People took to Twitter to mock him for
Send out a tweet? It started trending or something?
It really became a trending item on Twitter yesterday. I wrote this, said, pizza, the world's most perfect food, should ideally be eaten by hand, but we can all agree it should be eaten often. I mean, I think pizza is like, you know, the perfect food. It's got your tomato sauce, it's got your cheese, it's got your it's got wheat products in it, you know, and it's got meat. It's
but
got
you know
protein.
What the bigger story
it's
is?
It's like one bite, complete meal. It's awesome.
The bigger story here is that Donald Trump was caught eating pizza with a fork and knife. We had a meeting with Sarah Palin. This was back in 2011.
He used a fork and knife.
Yes. So it's not just a Kasich thing.
Well, look, I mean, I think it's a fun thing. But seriously, it became a thing. One reporter said that, he'd committed a sin.
He was at a pizzeria in Queens when he committed a sin in the eyes of pizza lovers here. Yes, he used a fork while eating a slice.
All right, and then this is not solely a Kasich issue. I mean, here's why I don't think it's ultimately going to matter. And I mean, it's going to be something fun everybody talks about. Won't really hurt him at all. May help him because Mayor de Blasio,
he's the
mayor of New York. Listen to what happened to him in a while back. John Stewart asked him about this.
Look, I understand there's a learning curve to being a mayor, but here's lesson number one. Learn how to eat your city's signature dish. If you were mayor of Philadelphia, would you eat a cheesesteak with a knife and fork? If you were mayor of Buffalo, would you eat chicken wings with a knife and fork?
Of course not. Look, you just grab it with your hands and go after it.
These guys are shaking hands constantly. God only knows they got to be washing their hands, putting that sanitizer on it, because you don't want to be eating the pizza with your hands if,
yeah.
you know.
Kasich's got bigger problems than this. I mean, he's
Well, he's definitely not going to win New York, at least not right now, the way the polls look. So I think he's off the hook.
He's not going to win New York, but I got to tell you, in the grand scheme of things, when somebody shows a little human foible and then laughs about it.
Love it.
That is gold.
That's right.
You know, he laughed about it. He grinned about it. He thought it was funny, and everybody had a good moment to laugh. And I think in politics, sometimes, look, you know, we get so serious about this stuff, and it is serious business, politics is, that we forget, you know, we're dealing with, you know, interesting human beings who have little quirky things about them, and that when they come out and you can sort of laugh at yourself, that is gold.
Yes.
I mean, that's
and
fantastic.
And we need more of those moments during this very tense presidential campaign.
And that's why we decided to talk about it this morning, because so much of what's going on out there has really become so bitter and negative that I think that, you know, when you have a moment like this where we can all sort of laugh and smile and poke fun at this guy a little bit, it helps.
Brian, can't you agree that maybe pizza might be the answer to unify the Republican Party? That might just be it. Maybe we need a big pizza party at the convention.
You might actually be onto something. I mean, because we may all disagree about the way forward.
And those who eat with the forks, they're gone.
I don't know about that, but I would say that we can all disagree on points of policy. But very few people would disagree that pizza is awesome. I know what I'm going to do right after the show. It's 7:43.
We're going to do well in New York. We're going to be competitive here. We're going to work very hard, despite the fact that I got caught eating a piece of my pizza with a fork. I think that we can overcome that.
Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors are a wise choice for your tax preparation. Be impressed by their credentials at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com or call 301-924-2160. Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have their sharp eyes on your best interest.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, all you self-employeds. Does your expense tracking system involve an overflowing shoebox of receipts? Weeks of mind-numbing sorting? If you're looking for a better way to quickly track your expenses and maximize your deductions, then you're in luck. Because QuickBooks Self-Employed is now giving away free trials of their easy-to-use software. For your free trial, just text BETTER20 to 67076. QuickBooks Self-Employed puts your expense tracking on autopilot, automatically identifies tax deductions you may have been missing, and helps you keep more money in your pocket. In fact, people who subscribe to it identify an average of $18,217 in potential annual deductions. Don't waste your time on shoeboxes of receipts. For a free trial of QuickBooks Self-Employed, text BETTER20 to 67076. But hurry, while they're still giving trials away for free. Again, text BETTER20 to 67076. That's BETTER20 to 67076.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now 1-800-400-5017. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-400-5017. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Need to get out of town? And I mean it. Are you trying to catch a flight up Dulles Airport? If so, we have a crash in the airport lane. You need to stick with the main lines. Overturned car involved westbound Dulles Airport lanes. Just past 657 Centerville Road before you get to 28. That's almost right near the airport. So main lines will be your option. An extra time for sure. You don't want to miss that flight. now on 66. No incidents reported. A little bit lighter than normal on 95 and 395 this morning. Let's go Maryland into Crockton. Accident investigation continues and still closed as northbound 3. You're being diverted onto 450 to 424. That'll be your workaround. Southbound 3, however, you are able to get through Crockton and down toward 50, the John Hanson Highway. Those travel lanes are open. 270 open for business. In fact, very little, if any, delay out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. And a reminder again, in the district, we have all those closures around the convention center in the Mount Vernon Square area due to the nuclear summit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will cool this week, and in the meantime, windy with showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 78. Rain begins to taper off tonight with a low of 56. We'll see light rain ending early tomorrow, then partly cloudy with a high near 62. Partly cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees. It is now 7:47 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mercedes Schlapp in for Larry O'Connor. And did you hear this about what's going on over at George Mason University? They have decided to rename their law school after Justice Antonin Scalia. I actually was sort of surprised by this, but it comes after a $30 million donation, several donations, including the total $30 million, including a $10 million grant from the Charles Koch Foundation. And so that's big money, and they decided they would, in honor of these donations.
Well, it's quite an honor.
The deal was, we'll give you the money, but you got to rename the law school.
Yeah. I think that's a fair deal. And what was wonderful to read was Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said in a statement that the renaming is a fitting tribute to her late colleague and close friend. We know that Justice Scalia, his family has grown up here in the Virginia area, and he really, I think it's so befitting for the School of Law from George Mason University to go forward and name the law school.
Now, there's some interesting politics to all this. By the way, the official name will be the Antonin Scalia School of Law at George Mason University, which is too long, and which will be called the Scalia Law School. That's the way it'll be referred to short. But there's some politics involved in this, in that this was announced by the Board of Visitors, the university's Board of Visitors, which are appointed by the governor. The governor, Democrat, right? And then it has to be approved by an agency, the Virginia State University system. And that's expected to happen, even though it's under the control of the Democrats. So I guess everybody's going to go along with this because, hey, we don't want to deny $30 million to George Mason University.
Well, not only that, but obviously there's great respect for Justice Scalia on both sides.
Well, there is that. Yes, of course. That goes without saying. And you're right. It was very nice what Ruth Bader Ginsburg had to say about all this. But you know what? Scalia gets a law school named after him. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not so much. She gets a coloring book. Did you hear this?
I heard about it.
Local coloring book. Where is this? This artist, Thomas F. O'Leary, has a coloring book that is called the Ruth Bader Ginsburg Coloring Book.
Is the Sandra Day O'Connor one out already?
I don't know.
Did we miss that one?
Yeah, a tribute to the always colorful and often inspiring life of the Supreme Court Justice known as RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, I don't know if I'll be buying my kids that coloring book, but it is interesting that they would decide. You know, I think it's a good lesson, especially for the young girls, and to be able to be inspired by these women who take on these very important jobs in our country as public service. And so, you know, I think it's a positive thing to reinforce these female models, whether you might not agree with them from a legal standpoint.
I will say that the F.O. O'Leary is apparently an equal opportunity coloring book creator. He has done coloring books in the past for Hillary Clinton, and he's also done a coloring book for Donald Trump.
When's a Brian Wilson coloring book coming out?
Well, listen, I'm telling you, that would be phenomenally popular. There's no doubt about that. But I guess if you're interested, I don't know why you would be, then you can go to Amazon and order it up. It'll be there in a couple of days. You know, that's the way that works. So Scalia gets a law school. Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets a coloring book. Seems about right.
The strange thing is they had some of these coloring pages include her champion of female reproductive rights. That's a little strong for a 5-year-old to have to deal with right now.
I don't know. And you know, oof. What colors would you use to describe that? Okay, so anyway, there you go. You have all your late Supreme Court news. I had the opportunity to meet Justice Scalia on a couple of occasions, and I like him a lot, and I think he is sorely missed. And you know, the Supreme Court really going through some struggles right now because it's 4-4, and that means that a lot of the lower court rulings are
staying in place.
Are staying
with
in
a
place.
Lot of Obama judicial appointees.
It's going to work for sometimes. It works for the Democrats in that, and sometimes it's going to work for the Republicans,
and it really emphasizes the importance of winning the general election for Republicans.
Exactly. It is now 7:52.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel, rebel. 105.9 FM at AM 630. Rebel,
rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Question seems simple enough. How do you build a nest egg that will give you a comfortable retirement? Unfortunately, the answer is not all that simple. I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. You see, planning for retirement is one of the more complicated things that you'll ever have to do in life. That's because we all have different situations, right? We have different health issues, different goals for retirement. In fact, there's only one thing that we all have in common when it comes to retirement is that we're going to need some money. Gotta have to have some income during our retirement years. And that's where Larry and his team can help. They'll show you how to generate a stream of retirement income that's designed to last as long as you do, which is the goal. And all it takes to get started is a phone call. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952 or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Time to check in with the news desk over at CNBC how your money's doing. And we got some big jobs report coming out today, right?
We sure do. Just about a half hour or so, we expect to hear 213,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate 4.9%, even a small bump up in the average hourly wages of workers. That news will move the stocks today. Right now, though, futures point to a lower open. Automakers roll out their sales data for March all morning long. TrueCar.com says sales could be up close to 10%, on track for another record this year. Marriott buying Starwood Hotels for $13.7 billion now that a Chinese company dropped out of its bidding. Tesla rolling out its $35,000 Model 3 last night, and boy, demand is red hot. In just 24 hours, 150,000 orders at $1,000 each have been placed for that car. Beyonce launching a line of activewear for ladies in a couple of weeks called Ivy Park. And fantasy sports sites DraftKings and FanDuel will stop taking bets on all college games right after Monday night's NCAA Men's Championship. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
How would you like to make an extra $1,200 to $7,800 monthly safely investing in real estate tax lien certificates? Hi, I'm Tony Martinez, co-founder of USTLA. And over the last 20 years, I've been investing in tax lien certificates making 16% to 25% secured fixed returns while acquiring highly discounted properties mortgage-free. Now, I want to show you how to with my 50-page revealing report called Proof, Why Tax Lien Certificates Are the Superior Vehicle for Your Financial Success. In my report, you'll learn where to find tax lien certificates, how to safely earn 16 to 25% secured fixed returns, and how to acquire valuable real estate at huge discounts, mortgage-free. Now, for a limited time, I'll give anyone that calls a free copy of my powerful new report.
Call 800-760-9110 now to get Tony's free report. Call 800-760-9110 in the next 30 minutes, and Tony will give you two free tickets to his crash course coming to the D.C. area, a $300 value. Call 800-670-9110 for your free report now.
7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the good news in the Great Falls area, you can now use the Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. That four-car crash, finally everything towed out of there, and you can get through. If you're sticking with Route 7, if you're coming inbound this morning on 7, you'll see some pockets of delays past the Reston Parkway toward Barron Cameron and Wolf Trap, but lanes are all open on 7. Not so good is the Dulles Toll Road. Westbound, if you need to catch a flight, the airport lanes are closed. Accident in the airport lanes involves an overturned car. This will be westbound Dulles Airport lanes just past 267 Centerville Road. Extra time needed in both the airport and the through lanes. Just see a lot of activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with showers and storms ahead of us on this Friday. A high near 78. Rain tapers off tonight with a low down to 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees, 756.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. Two full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Listen, Mercedes Schlapp, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you have to skitter off a little early to go do a Fox News hit.
I'll miss you, Brian.
Listen, thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me here. It was wonderful.
Listen, coming up in the next hour, Mark Dubowitz of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. What is going on with this nuclear security summit? What's it all about? And then we will talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. Oh, and we've got a lot more. There's a Hillary update. You've got to get the very latest on what's going on with the investigation of the email server. New developments there. We'll share them with you coming up in the next hour right here on WMAL.
Have you been dreaming about your very own hot tub? Then check out the Capital Hot Tub Super Sale. Get 36 months, no interest financing, or a free salt system and hot tub steps. This is a factory-sponsored hot tub sale from America's number one hot tub, Hot Spring Spas. Limited time offer. Come in by this weekend. Located in Clarksburg, Maryland on Frederick Road, or in Fairfax at Waples Mill Road and Route 50, next to Sleepy's. Learn more at CapitalHotTubs.com. That's CapitalHotTubs.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. World leaders hosted by President Obama at the International Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington will gather as one today to consider ways to prevent terrorists from getting their hands on bomb-making material. Day one of the summit found the president holding a series of side meetings with Asian leaders on the North Korean threat.
Since the last nuclear security summit, the North has tested atomic bombs and long-range ballistic missiles.
That has sent shivers to South Korea and Japan, whose leaders Park Geun-hye and Shinzo Abe, respectively, sat down with Mr. Obama at a first meeting.
We are united in our efforts to deter and defend against North Korean provocations.
But increased sanctions on the North have not brought Kim Jong-un's government to heel.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Democratic presidential race is really getting heated in New York. There was a big rally in the South Bronx last night.
Bernie Sanders was preceded by actress Rosario Dawson, director Spike Lee, and Puerto Rican hip-hop artist Residente. The Vermont senator spoke to thousands of people in a park in the South Bronx, the poorest congressional district in the U.S.
We are going to create an economy that works for all of us, not just the people on top.
Sanders is sure to play up his Brooklyn roots over the next few weeks as he looks to narrow the gap between himself and Hillary Clinton in New York.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Virginia State Police are looking for answers after a state trooper was shot and killed in the Greyhound bus station in Richmond. 37-year-old trooper Chad Deermeyer had just spoken briefly to the gunman.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Steve Flaherty describes what happened.
During the course of talking with the male subject pulled out a handgun and shot Chad multiple times. The male subject continued firing his weapon as two other state police troopers returned fire.
The suspect was killed by other troopers. Trooper Deermeyer joined the Virginia State Police in 2014 after working in Newport News. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Montgomery County Council member plans to push for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Councilmember Mark Elrich says he'll introduce that bill as early as next week to raise the minimum to $15 an hour by 2020. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser last week announced a similar proposal. Lawmakers in several states are grappling with the backlash over religious liberty laws. And opponents say discrimination, laws that opponents say discriminated against LGBT community. One Midwest state is the latest battleground.
Critics are speaking out against a controversial proposed amendment to Missouri's Constitution that would shield from punishment those who, on religious grounds, refuse goods or services for same-sex marriages. Some of those backing the bill argue that it has broad support.
The Missouri Catholic Conference, the Baptists, the Assemblies of God.
Georgia's governor vetoed a similar bill recently, and major corporations are putting pressure on North Carolina's governor to repeal a law that bars cities from creating non-discrimination policies based on sexuality or gender identity. I'm Reed Binion.
There's no word of injuries after tornadoes hit Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi last night. One tornado damaged homes and downed trees near Columbus, Mississippi. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis says it appears more severe weather may be on the way.
This weather system looks to be falling apart. That's not to say we won't see more in the way of severe weather, because we certainly could. And this should materialize on Friday through the Carolinas, South Georgia, and then into the panhandle of Florida, and maybe even into Alabama.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,685, the NASDAQ at 4870. Sports, GW is coming home with its first ever NIT championship. The Wizards are in Phoenix tonight, the Caps are in Colorado. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant.
I want to support the Republican Party, but they've got to do something. You know, they've got to do the right thing. Imagine that.
9 to noon.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm saying.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Tune in to Retirement Protection Solutions with Larry Spoth every Sunday morning at 10.
Your retirement savings are only as good as the income it produces, and that income must be guaranteed for life.
Tune in to be educated on the latest tools and strategies to protect the nest egg you worked years to earn.
When we talk about our hybrid index annuities and the income riders, we're giving people guaranteed income for life so they know what their number is and they know if they can retire.
That's every Sunday at 10 a.m. on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Greenbelt or Tuesday in Arlington. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia. Latest crash is going to be on Braddock Road inside the Beltway. So if you're leaving the Beltway, going inbound, eastbound Braddock Road, it's going to be right near the intersection with Ravensworth Road. Crews responding to the crash. All gone now and reopened. It's Georgetown Pike at Old Dominion Drive, that long-standing crash, gone. Needed several tow trucks. That was the problem there. Now, on the toll road, if you're trying to head westbound to catch a flight, you need extra time. Crash in the airport lanes just past 657 Centerville Road. This is almost at the airport. We have the overturned car involved in that crash. Heavy in both main and the airport lanes westbound. No problems on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway if you need to catch a flight. That's BWI. That's looking good in each direction there. 270 lighter than normal. Love that. Crofton still dealing with accident investigation. Closed is northbound 3 at 450 Defense Highway. That's where you're being detoured. Southbound 3, your travel lanes are open. And again, a reminder, in through town because of the nuclear summit, the closures around the convention center in place until noon tomorrow. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. You can shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or you can text SAVE to 55695 and save an extra 25% on spring fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a wet start to April today. Windy with showers and thunderstorms. The high near 78. Rain starts to taper off tonight with a low of 56. A little bit of light rain early tomorrow, then partly cloudy with a high of 62. And a cool Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 68 in Beltsville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM
630. WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. Listen, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about that meeting yesterday between Donald Trump and Reince Priebus of the RNC. What was that all about? We'll give you a Hillary update. There are new developments in the email investigation. And at 8:35 this morning, we're going to talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is off on vacation. He'll be back, by the way, on Monday. But right now, we want to turn to this issue of the nuclear security summit that's going on downtown. Joining us on the line is Mark Dubowitz with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. He does a lot of work in many areas, but also is an expert in issues of sanctions and non-proliferation, etc. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks, Brian, for having me.
All right. So, we you know, here in D.C., a lot of us think of the Nuclear Security Summit as being mostly a traffic headache. But there are serious things going on down there. What is happening? What are the goals and what is the purpose of this session?
Well, the Nuclear Security Summit is all about nuclear security. It's all about nonproliferation. It's about trying to keep the worst weapons out of the hands of the worst people. And the president gathers world leaders to discuss these issues. And on the agenda this year, North Korea, the Islamic State, Iran, and securing nuclear material and keeping it out of the hands of terrorists.
And so, I mean, it seemed like to me that this is a pretty crucial time to be having these discussions, given all the noise that North Korea has been making about Iran and the, what has happened in the last year with their nuclear program and the sanctions being lifted. What are the major things that we hope to have come out of this?
Unfortunately, I think very little is going to come out of this. I mean, this is President Obama's seventh summit, and you know, in the time that he has presided over these, North Korea has raced forward with its nuclear program. It's expected to have somewhere between 20 and 100 nuclear weapons by 2020. It's developing thermonuclear weapons. It's miniaturized an intercontinental ballistic missile, which only has one address, and that's the United States of America. So certainly North Korea has been a huge problem and is not getting better. And on in the Middle East, the Islamic State, ISIS, there are serious concerns that it may have access to radioactive material that it could be used to build a dirty bomb. So major issues and very little that has been accomplished.
I read a story the other day that said that the United States was trying to bring in some nuclear material and that they wanted to bring it initially, I think, to South Carolina. And Nikki Haley said, the governor down there said, that's not going to happen. I mean, what is that all about? Because I understand what they're trying to do is get this stuff out of the hands of people where it could be compromised, it could be lost to perhaps terrorists or people who would do harm to the United States. So that's a noble goal and ambition. But then on here in the United States, we're being told that they don't really want it in their backyard.
Yeah, no, it's not in my backyard problem, which is a pervasive problem in many of these areas. And in the case of Nikki Haley, you know, having this radioactive material in South Carolina, represents for her and her state a security concern. And this is a global problem. And certainly the president and former Senator Sam Nunn and others, I think have had lofty goals and in some cases have made some progress in securing this material. But the real big gap, the big problem right now in this summit is that Russia is not here. You know, Russia and the United States represent 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, and the Russian nuclear facilities are not secure, and Vladimir Putin has decided not to come to town for reasons we can discuss.
What are the reasons?
Well, I think there's, you know, certainly another Cold War between the United States and Russia, and Putin has his own agenda. I think he doesn't want to be here. I think he's once again snubbing the president. I think he's concerned about coming here and being under pressure from the president and other countries to finally get a handle on his own nuclear facilities and provide adequate security. I think he's also concerned that Russia is in violation of a number of non-proliferation treaties and doesn't want to be held to account for that. But mostly he wants to send a message that there is no agenda that can be advanced without Russia. And without Putin there, this nuclear agenda is going to fall flat.
All right, turning to North Korea again, I mean, look, what North Korea does is that when they feel like they're being ignored by the world, they start to make noise about their nuclear program, about their missile program. But, I mean, they have lofty goals, and if they do indeed have a small nuclear device and they now have improved missile technology, it seems that the situation there is different than it has been in the past.
It's certainly getting worse. I mean, they're making advances on miniaturization, on ICBMs, as I said, increasing their arsenal of nuclear weapons. And unfortunately, the lesson is for North Korea is this is what happens when you negotiate a nuclear agreement with a rogue regime that's a deeply flawed agreement. And that was an agreement negotiated in the 90s under the Bush administration. You know, there was an attempt to use sanctions to put significant pressure on North Korea, and it was actually working. But unfortunately, at the last minute, Foggy Bottom traded away significant sanctions pressure for inadequate nuclear concessions, and the North Koreans cheated and blew a hole in the agreement and moved forward with their nuclear weapons program. That, unfortunately, is a lesson, a cautionary tale about what happens when you negotiate these agreements with rogue regimes. And the president's crowning achievement, which he certainly touts, is this nuclear agreement with Iran, which I think is also a deeply flawed agreement that I think one day will come back to seriously bite the United States.
I couldn't agree with you more than on that one. This report that ISIS is trying to or may have acquired some nuclear material. Now, they don't have the ability to make a nuclear weapon, but they certainly could take that nuclear material and make the much dreaded and much talked about dirty bomb. How serious is that concern?
It's a serious concern. I mean, again, there haven't been confirmations that they for sure have radioactive material. There's a lot of suspicion in public information that they may have this, and that there's hope that the Iraqi army secured this when Mosul fell. But there is serious concern, and let's remember things could be even worse if the Israelis hadn't bombed the Syria reactor in 2007. ISIS could be right now in possession of a nuclear reactor and nuclear materials, and would be facing a nuclear non-proliferation nightmare. So it could be worse, but it's still very severe and grave a threat if ISIS has secured radioactive material and has used chemical weapons, as we know, against Syrians and Iraqi civilians, and obviously would show no compunction in using a dirty bomb against civilians in the Middle East or the United States.
very scary and sobering times we live in. Thank you so much, Mark Dubowitz, Executive Director of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, as world leaders gather in what will probably be a very ineffective nuclear security summit here in the District of Columbia. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm going to start first with the good news. Virginia reopened the Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive that had been closed for a while, waiting for tow trucks for the multi-car crash. And I'm not seeing much of any delays left, so you can go ahead and use that with confidence. Route 7, though, I do see the heavy volume after the Reston Parkway heading in toward Wolf Trap. Sterling, southbound 28 down toward the toll road, slow. Here's the story on the toll road, westbound. Seeing some progress being made here, but in the airport lanes, that's where we had the crash involving the overturned car. Westbound Dulles Airport lanes, just past 657 Centerville Road, so allow extra time in both the airport and the through lanes if you're heading through that area. Let's go Maryland. In the Crofton area, fatal accident investigation still ongoing and still closed is northbound 3. Seeing delays just north of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Traffic being diverted onto 450. Southbound Route 3, your lanes are open. And also because of this closure and the diversion, 450 and 424 both picking up a lot of extra volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for some rain, and some rain thunderstorms are moving in this morning. I think it's going to be better as the day progresses. A high today of 78, cloudy, slight chance of rain showers, low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, 62, a chance of rain early in the morning, but I don't think the whole day is going to be a washout. Sunday, partly cloudy and windy, highs in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is 8:17 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
And by the pledge to support whoever the nominee, even if it's Donald Trump?
Well, Anderson, as you mentioned, what I said is true. I'm not in the habit of supporting someone who attacks my wife and attacks my family. I think that is going beyond the line. I think our wives, I think our kids should be off limits.
When I was pressing Senator Cruz on it, sounded like he was saying he'd have a hard time supporting somebody who went after his wife.
Honestly, he doesn't have to support me. I'm not asking for support.
Do you want
the people's support.
Do you continue to pledge whoever the Republican nominee is?
No, I don't anymore. Look.
You don't?
No, we'll see who it is.
You won't promise to support the Republican nominee.
And he was essentially saying the same thing.
But, you know, I've been disturbed by some of the things that I've seen, and I have to think about what my word and endorsement would mean in a, you know, presidential campaign. If the nominee is somebody that I think is really hurting the country and dividing the country, I can't stand behind them.
So that was at the town hall earlier this week where all of the three candidates walked away saying that they would not necessarily support the nominee of the party. And that was troubling to many people because they'd all made a pledge to do so. After these comments were made, something interesting happened. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., there was a meeting between Donald Trump and Reince Priebus, chairman of the RNC, chairman of the Republican Party. Lasted about an hour. I want you to do a cut 24 if you could. He later talked about that meeting. He didn't want to give a lot of details about what the meeting was about, but it seemed it was about this issue. Here's Reince Priebus appearing on Greta last night.
When a candidate comes into town and says, hey, we're going to be in town having meetings, we want to stop by and say hello, hey, no problem, let's check with the schedule. It worked out, and the team came over, and we had a good meeting, and we talked about a little bit of the process, a little bit about convention, a little bit about, we did talk about unity and working together and making sure that when we go to Cleveland and we come out of Cleveland that we're working in the same direction. And part of that is just talking more and making sure that we've got open channels of communication.
He said in a separate place, he said, look, you're not going to get the data and the tools of the RNC and run as our nominee and then tell me you're not going to support the party. That seems to be the message that might have been delivered yesterday to Donald Trump, although he has not confirmed that's exactly what's said. It sure has hinted at it. Trump left that meeting, waved reporters, didn't say a whole lot about it, but simply then later tweeted out some information about how he thought it would be important to he looked forward to bringing the party together in a unifying way. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what he said. Cut 21, CNN report of the meeting between Trump and RNC. Here's how they characterized it.
Donald Trump now trying to make nice with party leaders amid fallout from yet another political firestorm. The Republican frontrunner in Washington for a meeting with the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus. Behind closed doors, sources say discussion focused on delegate rules ahead of the convention, just days after Trump and the other GOP hopefuls backed out of their pledge to support the nominee.
And then Trump came on Fox after the meeting and said...
It was a very good meeting. We met with Reince Priebus and the staff, and they're very good people. Actually, a terrific meeting, I think, and it's really a unity meeting.
All right, so look, what do I draw from all this? There's a lot out there. First of all, I think a lot of people were very surprised at the town hall meeting earlier this week when all three of these candidates said, I am not going to support the nominee of our party. And I think Reince Priebus is right when he says, look, if you're going to be the nominee of the party, and you're going to get the tools, then you need to support what the party is doing. And he delivered that message, I'm guessing, to all three of them in person in the conversation with Donald Trump. And I think that each of them will now, in the days ahead, like you heard Donald Trump, start talking about the need for unity, perhaps this was one of these sessions where conversations are being had, say, look, guys, you're tearing each other limb from limb, and it's not good for the overall brand of the GOP, and that's Reince Priebus' concern. So I think this is going on. I think Trump walked away promising to play nice. He was very nice about his conversation with Reince Priebus, and I think Reince Priebus was very nice about his conversation with Donald Trump. And I think what this means is that people are going to move forward here in perhaps a less vitriolic way. I don't know. You never know how these things will devolve, and it's been a very bitter campaign season. But for now, I have some hope, perhaps, that things will be a little lighter tone to the campaigns. It's now 8:22.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists, a cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer? At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the D.C. area soon. Call 1-800-715-5904 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-715-5904, 1-800-715-5904. Call now.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-618-9929. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-618-9929. That's 1-800-618-9929.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? Adam Bold, Denny Smith, and Andy Smith can help. Every Saturday on the Mutual Fund Show at noon.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, some relief in sight for our Virginia commuters heading out toward the Dulles Airport. The crash westbound Dulles Airport lanes have been cleared. So everything open, starting to see traffic move through there again. I'd still plan a little extra time to be on the safe side. No problems to report if you're coming southbound 28 through Sterling to the toll road, but just the volume. 66 were bunched up a bit through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Now on the inner loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield toward Annandale, Little River Turnpike slowing, had an incident in the backups. Looks like they were trying to move the stalled. Inside the Beltway, Braddock Road eastbound at Ravensworth Road for the crash, and I'm seeing very little delay there. Also some relief in sight, finally, Maryland and Crofton. No longer being detoured, they've just wrapped up the accident investigation. Northbound 3 reopened at 450 Defense Highway. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be a windy and wet start to April with showers and storms today. A high near 78. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 826. We have some Vladimir Putin news that may be interesting to you, and this is very juicy stuff. This is about Vladimir Putin, of course, world leader, a man of mystery in many ways, thought to not get along very well with Barack Obama, and certainly someone that we have looked at as a bad actor in the world, but apparently his love life is doing really, really well. I mean, just we want you to know that. Let me back up just a little bit here. Remember recently we told you about Rupert Murdoch and how he got married to Jerry Hall, the supermodel. I mean, you know, there's a big age difference there. But, you know, Rupert Murdoch got married because he had divorced Wendy Deng, to whom he had been married. I think it was his third wife for some time. Now comes a report that Wendy Deng, it's D-E-N-G, she's Chinese, of Chinese extraction, is dating Vladimir Putin. And we are told, let me see, the article, this is an article in U.S. Weekly. The article claims the pair have been close for a year, and the rumors have been circulating around corridors of power from Washington, D.C. to Europe and Asia. It quotes one unnamed source allegedly close to the Russian leader calling the alleged romance serious. That's right, it's serious, and, Vladimir Putin. Wendy Deng. He's 63. She's 47. Now, some people say, this is not right, that the rumors are not going over well with people in Russia and that it's not true. But it appears that there may be something going on. So Rupert Murdoch marries Jerry Hall, and his ex-wife is apparently getting it on with Vladimir Putin. Man, that's good gossip. There it is. That's the Vladimir Putin theme song. It's now 8:28 on WMAL.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
All right, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The federal government's about to release the jobs figures for March. Economists surveyed by FactSet believe that in March, employers added about 200,000 jobs to the economy, keeping the unemployment rate they predict at 4.9%. The Republican presidential frontrunner was in Washington yesterday, still doing damage control after his comments about abortion.
Donald Trump took a step back yesterday, heading down to Washington after what can only be called one of the more turbulent and potentially politically damaging weeks of his entire campaign. And he had a couple goals there. One was to brief up on foreign policy, but the primary one, an unannounced meeting with the RNC, the chairman, Reince Priebus. And that meeting was for a very particular reason, not only to figure out the delegate game going forward, but also to try and mend ties, not just with the RNC, but with the Republican establishment in general, calling for unity.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The investigation will continue today into the shooting at a Greyhound bus station in Richmond yesterday in which a Virginia state trooper was killed. 37-year-old trooper Chad Deermeyer was among about a dozen troopers who've been getting specialized training in criminal interdiction practices, according to State Police Superintendent Colonel Steve Flaherty.
They had completed the classroom part of the training, and they were here at the bus station during the practicals at the time of the shooting. Trooper Deermeyer encountered the male subject as part of that training.
The gunman was shot and killed by other troopers. His name hasn't been released yet. Two of the nation's most labor-friendly states are poised to become the highest-paid minimum wage states. Governor Jerry Brown says he'll sign the new $15-an-hour California wage bill on Monday, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has reached a tentative deal with top lawmakers to bring $15 an hour to his state as well. Meanwhile, Montgomery County Councilmember Mark Elrich says as early as next week he'll introduce legislation to raise Montgomery County's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Severe storms that sent tornadoes swirling through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are now headed toward the Carolinas today. No injuries were reported from last night's twisters. The worst of the property damage appears to be centered near Columbus, Mississippi. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,685, the Nasdaq at 4870. Sports, the George Washington Colonials finally get to cut down the net. GW wins the NIT. The Wizards road trip takes them to Phoenix tonight. The Caps visit the Avalanche. Exhibition baseball, the O's win. The Nats host the Twins at Nationals Park tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now 1-800-400-5017. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-400-5017. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want to share some great news about Zero Res, the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, smelling fresh, and looking brand new again. They also clean hardwood and laminate floors. Here's the good news. They can take care of the pollen in your house that's just sitting there in your carpet or in the pad. I'm getting hammered by the pollen in the air this year. I've had headaches. My wife's had headaches. You got to get that pollen out of there. And Zero Res, they use this deep cleaning extraction method. Not only do they clean your carpets and your flooring, but they sanitize as well. So anyone in your home suffering from springtime allergies, Zero Res will have them breathing easier. Also, Zero Res is such a great company, locally owned and operated by Luis and Lindsay Padilla. It's a family affair, so you always have someone that cares and will ensure an excellent customer service experience. I trust these guys so much. They've done a great job in my home. Right now, a special limited time offer for WMAO listeners, 15% off your hardwood or laminate floor cleaning. Book it now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Greenbelt or Tuesday in Arlington. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. The March jobs numbers are just out. The government says employers added 215,000 jobs, but the unemployment rate ticks up slightly to 5%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some of us getting that rain and drizzle right now, so be careful. Extra time, please, and caution as some of that road spray. 395 seeing delays quickly growing here. We had just the volume through Landmark, but now extending toward King Street, where it looks like we have a report of a crash right in that stretch. And then once onto the 14th Street Bridge, heavy delays onto lower 14th Street. DDOT says, nope, not working anything there, with travel lanes reported open. Westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, just after the 3rd Street Tunnel, reports of a broken down. DC 295, some heavy volume past East Capitol Street, but overall better than normal. Now, Maryland Beltway, keep alert. They're responding to a crash on the Beltway outer loop just as you come up to the exit for 50, the John Hanson Highway. And I'm seeing delays quickly growing through that stretch. Crofton reopened as northbound 3 at 450 Defense Highway. Accident investigation has wrapped up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will cool this week, and in the meantime, windy with showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 78. Rain begins to taper off tonight with a low of 56. We'll see light rain ending early tomorrow, then partly cloudy with a high near 62. Partly cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Manassas, 66 in Rockville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson holding down the fort solo. It's kind of strange. You know, Larry's coming back on Monday. I don't do this by myself very often. I feel incomplete in some way. Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel, seen weekdays at 6 p.m. By the way, Brett, I'm glad to have you. I'm really excited about this special you're doing tonight at 10 o'clock. Called Rising Threats and Shrinking Military. I think this is a story that has gone ignored. We do have greater threats around the world, and we have slowly but surely been, you know, cutting back on the amount of money we're spending on our military. Is it getting to a crisis point?
Yeah, Brian, good morning. Listen, we set out about 8 months ago with the premise, after talking to people in the military and experts who know the military, who were telling us that the military was deteriorating, both in how it was ready for things, the readiness, and its place in the world and its use. And so we went to look at that and talk to people, and we threw out a wide net about different experts and people to talk to. And we ended up talking to 3 out of the 4 defense secretaries under President Obama, Secretary Gates, Secretary Panetta, and Secretary Hagel, who were amazingly blunt and straightforward about stinging criticism of different aspects of how this administration has dealt with the military. And I think it's pretty illuminating. It is an hour we spent a lot of time working on, and you're right, it has not been focused on that much on this campaign trail, and hopefully tonight we'll force that
issue. So it's going to run tonight at 10 o'clock. Will there be a second and third showing?
There is. 10 o'clock tonight is the premiere, and then 8 o'clock tomorrow, and then it reruns 9 p.m. Sunday.
Well, listen, I compliment you on that. I think it's a great topic, and I will be watching with great interest. Okay, next week we're going to be focusing on Wisconsin. I see the polls there look pretty good for Ted Cruz. How's that looking from your perspective?
Yeah, there's a new Fox Business poll out just out last night that has him up 10. It's a margin of error of three, I think, or 3.5. So he clearly is on the move in Wisconsin. And that kind of tracks with the Marquette Law School poll that was out a couple days ago. I think this is a big moment. Wisconsin is one state, but it seems like it is on the precipice of whether Donald Trump is going to get to the majority of delegates needed, 1237, or not. And it's still possible that he can, but it starts to get a little bit more complicated as the states add up if Ted Cruz or John Kasich perform well.
All right, so, I mean, if Kasich prevails, then the climb to the 1237 becomes much more difficult.
For anybody, it's going to be more difficult. And if Trump doesn't get there, I think that the going bet is you head into Cleveland and it becomes an open deal where there are multiple ballots and then there is, you know, this push to get a consensus candidate who can get to the majority of delegates. And suddenly it's a different calculation. It's the party and the delegates assembled saying who is going to be best against running against Hillary Clinton.
Okay, one of your campaign cowboys made a little news yesterday, Karl Rove. I mean, by the way, Chris Wallace really shouldn't call himself a cowboy. I'm just saying. I mean, I like him, but that's a stretch for me.
I agree.
But Karl Rove was on the Hugh Hewitt show, and he was giving an analysis of, you know, the various candidates and how they might fare in the November election, and then he threw this out as they were going to commercial break. Listen.
And a fresh face might be the thing that could give us a chance to turn this election and win in November against Hillary.
What his suggestion was there, maybe we just go to the convention and we get rid of Trump and we get rid of Kasich and we get rid of Cruz and we come out with somebody new and different. Your thoughts?
I think that's a long shot. I mean, I really do. I do agree that once you get to a convention and you don't have enough delegates, it is an open ball game and it can happen. But I think that to believe that that's going to happen kind of overshoots the Cruz folks and the Trump folks and the Kasich folks who will be on the floor. And, you know, they have to be convinced, those delegates have to be convinced, that it's in the best interest of the party to bring in somebody else from the outside who has not been running, who has not had millions of votes cast for them. I think the going bet is that Cruz would prevail in some kind of, compromise ticket, maybe with Kasich, or somehow there's a negotiated deal. But I don't think it's a done deal that Donald Trump doesn't get to.
Doesn't clinch, right. Yeah, well, that's interesting. By the way, in a November matchup, I mean, that's what this was all about when Karl Rove threw that out there. I note a Fox News poll that says that Donald Trump has a problem with women. I mean, 67% of women say that they have an unfavorable or negative opinion of Trump. Quinnipiac says 67.
Yeah.
NBC
CNN
says 70.
Has 73.
Yeah, CNN says 73. ABC News has 74.
And but those are before, Brian, the abortion comments.
Absolutely. That's exactly my point. And we noted earlier on this program, and I laid out all those numbers, and all those polls seem to be pretty consistent, and it was before the abortion comments. And I note that Mitt Romney won women by 14 points, but lost the election. So, I mean, how is this going to work out? I mean, is this a real concern? How does Donald Trump turn that around?
Well, he's got to focus on it because it is a real concern, and that is one of the cases that will be made against him if it is an open convention, is, you know, the negatives among women and how he would play against Hillary Clinton. I think he's going to focus on it. I think yesterday was, you know, listen, it's no sugarcoating it. This was a bad week for Donald Trump. I mean, this was a bumpy road. It started out with Corey Lewandowski and then his defense of Lewandowski, which, you know, some people, his supporters said was great, but I think people looked at and said, wow, that's really, really aggressive. And then you had his town hall appearances where he had a couple of things that he said. I mean, one was the three goals or roles of the federal government, and he said security, healthcare, and education. And that doesn't really fly with, you know, the common core hating GOP base. And then, of course, the abortion comments. So it was not a great week, and he's got to bounce back. The question is where the stop is, and it might be New York.
Well, okay, yeah, it may be there. Listen to Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, your special tonight, 10 p.m., Rising Threat, Shrinking Military. Brett, you're a good friend of this program. We appreciate you coming on.
All right, have a great weekend.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, traffic released on the Dulles Toll Road heading out toward the airport. Had the crash in the airport lanes, now gone, and I'm not seeing any delays, so you're good to go. Route 7, just seeing some of the volume delays passing the Reston Parkway toward Barron Cameron. That's really about it. And through Great Falls, you can use the Georgetown Pike at Old Dominion Drive. That multi-car crash, gone. Maryland Beltway, outer loop at 50. John Hanson Highway, incident should be to the shoulder now. On the top side, I'm not seeing any delays at 95 or New Hampshire Avenue, so better than normal on our Friday. Delays before Colesville Road 2, Georgia Avenue. Crofton shaping up, northbound 3, reopened at 450 Defense Highway. Just still seeing some of the lingering delays on 450 and on 424 as a result. And a reminder again, because of the nuclear summit, all the closures around the convention center still in place until noon tomorrow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be a windy and wet start to April with showers and storms today. A high near 78. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation capital, 69 degrees. It is 8:47.
Concerned that you pay more than your fair share of taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience, including tax preparation from the most complicated to the most simple. Call 301-924-2160. That's 301-924-2160.
8:47 on WMAL. When Washington comes to talk, I want to give you some information about the Hillary email investigation and where it stands. There was a report earlier this week, and we didn't talk about it too much because I got to be honest with you, I didn't trust the source. I didn't think it was good information. I had some suspicions about it. It didn't sound right to me. And that the story basically was that Hillary is going to be interviewed in coming days, and that it was going to be conducted by the FBI director himself. I can't say that I know for sure that's wrong, but it didn't sound right to me. Others have sort of questioned that. Fox News has been really good about this story, and they've been on it quite a lot, and when others have not. And here's what they have come up with, and this is the latest information. We know that, according to them, that Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey are meeting often to discuss the progress of the investigation and the handling of what they consider to be a highly sensitive case. And here's an interesting little tidbit that sort of stuck out at me. The authority to go forward with interviews of key members of Hillary Clinton's staff could only have occurred if it was signed off on by the Attorney General. Now, that's interesting, because we know that the FBI is conducting an investigation. One of the concerns has been, would the Department of Justice, would the Attorney General, would she be the Attorney General of the United States and allow the investigation to go forward, or would she be the Attorney General of the Obama administration or the Democratic Party and stand in the way of this investigation going forward? It appears that the fact that they are now preparing to interview key members of Hillary Clinton's staff back when she was Secretary of State about the email server suggests that so far, at least so far, the Attorney General is not standing in the way. Look, I mean, I'm not holding my breath here. I still have concerns about Loretta Lynch and whether she'll be fair and unbiased in this matter, but at least initially, the FBI is not being hindered, it looks, in this investigation. And one thing you should note, though, is that even though these staffers will be asked to be interviewed, the FBI said, we'd like to talk to you, they can say no. They don't have to do it, and the indications are that these interviews would not initially be under oath. Now, there's another thing about this email server. The question is, has it been hacked? Has it been, has information, the classified information, was it gotten by our enemies around the world, or perhaps by the Chinese, by the Russians, or by other intelligence agencies? Well, some people have suggested that very likely happened because there was no security on the thing. But there was this, this interview that was done with the folks over at, Michael Isikoff, the investigative reporter, sits down with the current NSA director. NSA is responsible for doing this kind of stuff to our opponents in the world, to the other countries. They monitor the communications around the world, and they want to know, do you have an opinion about this? Listen to this little exchange.
One of your predecessors, Mike Hayden, said there was a high probability that a foreign intelligence service would have penetrated the private email server of Secretary Clinton. Secretary Gates said it was highly likely such penetration took place. Do you agree?
Something I'm just not going to get into.
Is there any evidence that such a penetration took place?
Something I'm just not going to get into.
One more time.
Okay. it's obviously a question on a lot of people's minds right now.
Fair enough.
Do you know an answer?
It's something I'm not going to get into right
okay.
now.
He's not going to answer that question, and one can understand why. That's, by the way, NSA Director Michael Rogers. Well, listen, on Monday, Joe DeGeneva will join us. We'll have an allergist from Walter Reed, and Larry returns from his long national nightmare is over. Larry returns on Monday.